All except one, my daddy's dad, I didn't know him. But the rest of them, I knew him. I don't ever remember seeing him. I think he might have died before I was born. But my two grandmothers and my mama's daddy, I knew them.
Oh. Now, your father was born?
Yeah.
Born here?
Yeah.
On this place?
Let's see. Right
here?
Yeah.
You call this, do you have a name for around this around here, or you just call it Church Point?
Church Point.
Okay. How did your mother and father meet?
Oh, that's a $64,000 question.
Yeah. Did your father farm too?
Yeah.
Did he know French?
He didn't talk French. He understood a little bit. My mother didn't talk French. And none of my grandparents did. That's no, none of them did.
How many children, Mr. Maddox, you mind me asking?
We five.
That's
two boys and three girls. I'm the next to the oldest. I got a brother older than me. We're 2 years apart. Well, all us is 2 years apart.
Yeah.
And he live
in Texas.
Uh huh.
Where?
Where's Cheeks? Yeah. That would be, I guess, would be west of Beaumont. Yeah, I guess about 18 miles west of Beaumont.
On 90? Yeah.
Well, we usually go on the interstate and we get off and come back north. We go west on the interstate and we come back north about 8-10 miles. It's a little community town, something like Branch, I guess.
Yeah.
And he was on the phone. He stayed on the phone till he got married. He was waiting for the same fella I was waiting for. When he got married, then he went to Texas. Then he started doing construction work and mechanic work.
Hmm. Oh. Your father farmed, he lived all his life here, right?
Yeah. And he sharecropped on half, and then he went on through it.
Uh-huh.
And then on half, the boss would furnish the mules.
Yeah.
The team, they would not try to them, we say mules, he'd furnish the mules.
Team of?
Yeah, and...
And he had what did he use to work
for? Well, was mules and plows. Yeah, the boss would furnish the mules, the feed that meant the corn to, and he would pay half of the seed. Say if he had to buy $200 of a seed. Well, my dad had to pay $100 and he paid $100. And when the crop was gathered up, all the boss would do was take the $100 that he earned for the seed, and then he would get half whatever he made. And then it got so everybody trying to better themselves a little bit. He went on and bought himself a pair of mules. Okay, that meant he was on third then. He had to furnish all his feed for his mules and stuff. And the boss would pay one third of the seed